We're starting a new Masechta today. We're running Masechtas Horios, which, as we'll see in a moment, discusses the following situation. A person that violates a lav, in which the person who would have done that b'mezid, on purpose, the punishment would have been kares, which of course is a very severe punishment, such as the event that a person would eat chalev, these non-kosher fats we'll discuss in a second, but instead a person would violate a bishogeg, in other words, perhaps thinking that it was a kosher fat, in that situation the person would have to bring a karbon, or more specifically, a karbon chatas, a sin offering. Now the reason why it's called Masechtas Horios is because it comes from the term being mora hara, that just as a Rav has the capacity to paskin shilas, so too the Beis Din. And the question is, what happens if the Beis Din, the Jewish courts are the ones that actually say that a person is allowed to do a certain thing, and it turns out that they were wrong in their verdict. They actually ended up saying that they're allowed, that, go ahead, you could eat this chalev. And the truth is, of course, you're not allowed to. In that situation, if a person would eat this, obviously they wouldn't have done it unless the Beis Din told them to. So in that situation, are they obligated to bring a chatos? And the answer is going to be, as we'll see, at the first half of the Mishnah, which we'll see today, that you will not be chayv, you'll be potter. So let's now begin the Mishnah. Mishnah Aleph. Horu Beis Din lavor al achas mikol mitzvos ha'amuros b'Torah. Let's say that the Beis Din horo, the paskins, they make the decision that one is allowed to do a certain thing, in which in reality was a mistake on their part, and a person would really have been chayv for having violated this b'mezid on purpose kares, or b'shogeg achatos, a sin offering. However, in this situation, because it was not the person's doing, but he was only doing it based on the authorization of Beis Din, so therefore we're going to see that this person is potter. And the Mishnah elaborates, v'holach ha'yochid v'yaseh shogeg alpihem, that this person went and alpihem because he was told by the Beis Din that it was permitted to eat this chalev, this really this non-kosher fat, he went and did so. So the Mishnah says that it doesn't matter, bein sh'asu v'yaseh imahen, it doesn't matter if the Beis Din, the people from the Beis Din, did this as together with this guy, that they were all together, and therefore certainly you would think he's potter because after all he was together with them, he saw them doing it. Bein she'asu v'asachrehen, doesn't matter if the Beis Din did it, and then later on, maybe the next day, for example, he would have done the same thing. Bein shelo asu v'asa, doesn't matter if the Beis Din never actually did that which they said. They didn't end up eating the chalev themselves, but the person, based on the psak of the Beis Din, did so. In this case, the Mishnah says, Potter, this individual will not have to bring the karban chatas, the sin offering, mimnei shitola the Beis Din, because he was hanging on the words of Beis Din. Again, the only time a person would have to bring a karban chatas, person violates b'shogeg, is if, in fact, we know that chalev is not kosher, and instead, for whatever reason, he mixed them up, and he thought that this was kosher food. And by eating it, that was b'shogeg, he has to bring a karban. But in this situation, the reality is, was the Beis Din that did it, and because the Beis Din is the one that said it was permissible, the fact that he went and did so, he does not have to bring a karban.